Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. What is it, PlayStation Plus or is it Xbox Game Pass?
They can have that shit.
Yeah. I thought about it for a second, but I was like, nah, I'm good.
How many hours do you think you're going to spend into that?
I was about to say, yeah, it's one of them grindy-ass games, too. Yeah. You pay, like, fuck, at least 20 hours to get even decent at it.
Thank you. I was cool about to say, you got to put at least about 15 hours in it just to get, like, the right armor and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, all right, now I can do some cool shit or whatever. It's like, no. And then you got to do side quests and shit like that just to lay off them. And then fuck all that. I ain't doing that shit. Fuck you, Assassin's Creed. You the dick, Jay.
Man, how the mighty have fallen. That was Jermaine's favorite fucking franchise.
That shit ruined my life. Wasted my time and shit.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, people, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather. Oh, my God. An Assassin's Creed month. Just thought it. I am your godfather.
Oh, my God. I don't know how the fuck we would do that month. I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Hey, look, we've done music. We've done movie.
What?
Now you know
we just did like the... Go ahead.
Now you know the last series out of the entertainment system you got to do. You got to do a video game.
Will we do just one, two, and three, or how will we split that up?
Oh,
and
then, we start from four and all the way up.
Oh, I didn't play most of those.
Skip the good ones. You skip the good ones or whatever. You just get right into the nitty gritty ones.
Because the last one before Origins was the last one I got. I played Unity, and I got Origins like a year after it came out, some shit like that. But before that, it was Unity.
So you probably missed three games, and you missed Black Flag, Rogue, and...
No, I played Black Flag.
Oh, okay. So you played... You just missed one then, realistically.
Okay. What was the one... All right. No, Unity was after Black Flag, right? That was after Black Flag?
Unity and Rogue came out because they didn't play
Rogue.
They did the one where... Because the Xbox One had just came out, and they did one where it was on the 360, which was Rogue, and then the one on the One. So it was Unity and Rogue, and then it went to...
Like the Renaissance one.
Yeah, that was
I forgot what it was called.
I'm fucking blanking on his name too.
But yeah, but it was that. I think it's like V. Okay.
I forgot what it was called now. But damn it, why can't I remember the fucking name of that game now? Mm-hmm. Hold on. Now I gotta look it up now. Hold up. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Unity was actually I remember that was right when the new consoles that came out too. So that was Syndicate, that was the name of it.
Syndicate, there you go.
Yeah, Syndicate. It's when you play as the twins.
Right, yeah, I didn't play that one.
Syndicate tried to bring some of it back because like they just completely lost the fucking trail or whatever. They just completely Syndicate like tried, but I think nobody really played that one per se. And I enjoyed Syndicate a little bit. I mean, I ain't going to say it was all that great or whatever. Unity, I think, was the one that had, like, the best parkour jumping one, whatever. But it was kind of – I know a lot of people had, like, bugs with it and shit because that was, like, the first
game
of the new consoles and shit.
I remember being very buggy.
I think mine only had, like, two bugs or whatever from what I remember playing on that one. I thought the story fucking sucked ass through a straw, though, or whatever. So I was just like, man, fuck this game, dude. Which was a shame because I thought it had some of, like, the best movements and, like, it was on the new consoles, obviously. So it was the first game you got to see where the new console got to have, like, this open world.
Yeah. Right, and then, all that. I like that graphical powerhouse they're presenting. Yeah. I remember that was one of the best looking games at the time.
Yeah,
I remember that.
It had like this sea of crowd that like.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And what was great about it is because they released on the old consoles was Rogue, and you could do like a side by side comparison of like just graphic power and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And in Rogue, it's like empty, deserted spaces and shit. And then like in Unity, it's just a mass of people that you was just like, you couldn't have done this on like the PS3 and the Xbox 360. I was like, I think it was that one, at least for the Xbox was that one. And that zombie, the zombie fucking game or whatever. Dead.
There's so many zombie games.
It was one where they ripped off Dawn of the Dead, where they're in the mall.
Oh, Dead Rising? Dead Rising 3.
Yeah, Dead Rising 3. Yeah, Dead Rising 3 just had like fucking... just a sea of goddamn zombies and shit like that. I mean, it was damn near like you just like, oh, fuck, man. So, yeah, that was like the two games that came out when those consoles first came out that just explored what the graphical power of this shit could do here. Not so much for the newer consoles today, because I don't even think they have games. it's been almost 2 years now, and I don't think they have games. So, very, very, very shocking how that worked out. I gotta say,
right?
This is the first new consoles that came out that's not like pouring out some franchise, Cody.
They're taking their time to unravel everything, apparently.
Sure. They sure are taking their fucking time. Yeah. They're taking their fucking sweet ass time here.
They really are.
Well, it is. So, yeah, Assassin's Creed month is coming, including the movie.
Oh, I forgot about that movie. Oh, my God.
Including the movie.
Man, I forgot about that fucking movie.
Well, you know what? Compared to Halo, actually, you know, how they complicated Cortana by sticking him in his brain. They kind of did that with that that fucking that device you lay into the Animus or whatever. Although I thought the Animus in the movie was actually kind of cool because it fucking trained you or something like that. So like on the outside world, it also made sense why you knew fucking parkour and martial arts and shit like that or whatever. So that was probably about like the only cool thing it actually took from the movie was the Animus. It not only trained you in the Animus, it trained your body on the outside part of it. I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool.
I've never seen the movie. I might watch it now just because we're doing it for Assassin's Creed Month. Yeah, I know what happens in it. I already know everything about it. I just never seen the whole movie proper. So this would be kind of fun, maybe. I don't know.
I wonder how maybe you do a video game month. That'd be interesting. Shit, all that shit we talked about Halo. Should have did Halo, actually.
Oh, that would have been good. Hey, maybe in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe do a Halo month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about the first three games and maybe that bullshit TV show. Give a full review on it. That'd be kind of fun.
See some hate going on for Infinite right now too.
Yeah, because the motherfuckers are just now pushing out co-op, but they're doing it in beta form when the co-op should have been there in the first fucking place.
Yeah, that was fucking stupid and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, that's where Halo is based off. That's where it got his notoriety from the multiplayer, the co-op, especially like the split screen co-op back in the day.
Yeah, because Halo 1 was popular as shit, but Halo 2 was where it really like expanded its what do you call the casual fan base as well too, is getting involved.
I think that's where Xbox Live really kicked off.
Yeah.
Halo 2
was
and Rainbow Six 3. Yeah.
Halo 2 was why people were buying Xboxes mainly.
Yeah.
Well, Halo 2 was on original Xbox, right?
Yeah. OG Xbox.
Okay. Yeah. OG Xbox. Mm-hmm. All right. Fuck. How long is that game now?
How old is it, you said?
Yeah. How old
is it? It came out 2004.
Fuck.
But yeah, it's 18 years old.
God damn, so I've been playing Halo for almost as long as I've been playing Shenmue then.
Yeah. OG Halo came out 2001. I remember that was the first Xbox game I got. I was like, it's the shit.
I remember being at my buddy's house playing it, and he kept kicking my ass, and then I got addicted to it. I was like, fuck this, dude. I'm going to kick your ass.
That is crazy. This shit is 21 years old. Halo is 21 years old. What the fuck, dude?
Damn. So, yeah,
old as fuck.
I've been playing that almost as long as Shenmue, too, so... Shit, Assassin's Creed about to be up there, but I gave up on that. So I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe it's because Halo is simplistic compared to Assassin's Creed, where Assassin's Creed just fucking lost me. It's just like, if y'all don't give a fuck, man.
Some of the shit they introduced to Halo, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, but
especially
Halo
in that Force game. Like,
Halo is easier to understand, though, what's going on and shit.
Overall, it is.
To where Assassin's Creed is. They try to linger back on some shit, and you're just like looking at. And then sometimes they'll just forget shit. They won't even bring it up in the next game.
It's cool if you start your franchise off like that, like with Metal Gear Solid. They've been weird as fucking nonsensical since the beginning.
Yeah,
Assassin's Creed. They had some form of logic, you know, within their story, and all of a sudden it's like shit went completely off kilter. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
At least with Halo, they actually have some continuity. You may not like it. But at least it does pick up from the last game and continue on to where in Assassin's Creed, they just completely, they like Transformers. They reboot their shit every fucking game almost.
Pretty much.
You play Origins, you're just like, why the fuck this wasn't the first game in the first place? I mean, I understand if you wanted to release it later in the series. That's fine too, whatever. And then you play, what was the fucking Spartan one or whatever and shit? Or you playing a Spartan, you're just like, I don't even know what the fuck this is.
Oh, so about Reach?
No, not Reach. I'm talking about Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. Oh, Odyssey. Sorry, my games.
They're talking about fucking you a Viking now and shit. And it's just like, all right, and you ain't even an assassin no more. You just motherfuckers that just like historical fighters or whatever of the previous time. And it worked with Origins, a Medjay, an assassin, almost damn near the same goddamn thing, realistically. I mean, as far as in Egyptian terms and stuff like that, and the way it tied in the brotherhood and all that, it's like, cool, man. Origins like brought the franchise back. It was just like, yeah, we back, baby. And then they released Odyssey, and you just like, you lost me again, brother. Like, and it don't pick up shit from fucking Origins neither. He's just like, man.
I know they hate on Sucker Punch. I know damn well they want to do that Assassin's Creed set in feudal Japan.
Oh, you know that.
But you know, Sucker Punch beat him to the punch.
They released
Ghost of Tsushima.
They released that side scroller China one though, and the Russian one and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like little multiple games for like the Nintendo DS, I believe it was, and
handheld. Oh, I kind of remember those actually.
Yeah, and I was just like, why would you waste China on a fucking on a handheld or whatever? The only one they did right with the handhelds was for the PS Vita with Assassin's Creed 3. And they did it with, I think it was called Liberations. They did it with old girl who was like a Creole slave. That was actually better than 3.
I was like, yeah, I never played it, but that's what I heard.
I was like, where's this story at? I'd rather play this then. I don't play. And then Connor shows up and he fucks a game. He's like, I don't want this whiny little bitch in this game. Like, nobody's asked for this tie-in. You know, it was crazy. Bayek was like so beloved too. Like, everyone loved him. Why the fuck didn't they do a trilogy with him?
No idea.
There has never been an assassin that got as much love as Ezio. And the only one that ever came close after Ezio was fucking Bayek. And they didn't do shit with him.
Ain't no fucking thing.
They was like, we can't let this brother outshine that Italian man. Come on, man. Fuck this dude or whatever. Shit, let's go on to that nice little looking Spartan dude over here and shit. Yeah, it's like, yeah, all right. And then the whole gender swap and shit. Bitch, either pick a man or a woman. Just pick a fucking man or woman and shit. All right. That shit annoys the shit out of me now. I don't know why. And then you're like, you need to read the book for continuity. Like, nigga, fuck you. I ain't reading shit. Okay. Hey, shit. Fuck you. All right. Shit. That shit annoyed the fuck out of me. I played as the dude, and then I played as a chick, only to find out the dude, it don't matter if you play as him. He ain't even.
Yeah, it's the same person, right?
He ain't part in the continuity. It's only her.
Okay. Way off. Wow.
Yeah.
The dude doesn't even matter.
No, the dude don't matter.
Wow. That's.
Why even introduce him then? Why is he even there? Whatever, man. Suck my dick. Shit. They did that with that one. Then they did it again with this Viking shit. You get to pick a dude, a woman, and shit. I was just like, oh my God, just fucking pick one, please. That's just their way of getting around not making a woman the main character and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could do it. The only thing that would get me back into that is there's two things that would get me back in Assassin's Creed. I get a Bayek, another Bayek game in Egypt again, or Rome, or wherever you want to go, as long as it's Bayek. And then two, is I finally get my South Asia or East Asia or Japan or China game. That's all. I don't really give a shit. I need a Japan or China game. And you could easily make that a woman, especially if it's in China. I don't want to do this like women picking, man picking shit. Just make it a woman and make it in China or Japan.
You know, that would be cool, like a Aztec or Mayan Assassin's Creed game. That'd be kind of dope.
It kind of like lingered into that territory or whatever a lot, especially with some of the ruins and shit you run into in some of the game. But they just, it's always with them, it's always like hints of what we can do. Yeah. Now the games have just become like, what historical figure can we do a game based on next?
Yeah. And that's, I don't think that's the route to go.
Yeah. And I think Viking was their last one, but I don't know what the fuck else they could, I guess a ninja. But that just goes back to my East Asia. Around if you want, whatever. I mean, I doubt they'll be doing a Russian one anytime soon right now.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening anytime soon. I guess they could do an Avenger character. I don't know. Okay. It's like a historical figure now at this
point. Yeah, yeah. You ain't wrong.
Oh, people, it is tequila month, though. It is the month of July. It is the worst goddamn holiday of the year because that's
when. That is correct.
That is when.
You're not wrong, sir.
Grown ass men decide that they want to blow shit up. Whatever.
Yep.
I got one neighbor that's so goddamn retarded. He gets excited when he shoots a little skyrockets and shit. He just.
I don't.
He makes noises and shit when he probably go, ha, ha.
I do not get the fascination with home-bought fireworks that you need to crack, you need to pop at on your street or in your backyard or whatever. Because they are nowhere near, ever, nowhere near to the quality of an actual fireworks show.
Yeah.
It's the whole point of fireworks, because they look cool.
I'm debating that nowadays, actually, now. It's just a light show at this point now. And it's like, I got my own color lights or whatever. I just tell this A-word bitch here to change the lights to blue, and she does it or whatever.
A-word
yeah,
bitch?
Yeah. I tell her, and I don't say her name out loud. She know, let's just call her Andrea, then. How about that?
Okay. We'll roll with that.
Yeah. Dropbox. You know what I'm saying? You don't get no power of me. I don't say your name. You say my name, okay? So I just try to figure out why grown-ass men be spending their fucking money on it. And them shits ain't cheap, neither. I'm like, yeah, you got that kind of money to drop on there. Y'all should go ahead and pay me, give me money, like $250. I'll take that shit. Is the worst time of the year because actually I will say this though, it hasn't been as bad this year as compared to other years.
So far, I don't think it has been as bad. You still hear shit. I mean, little bitch ass fireworks and firecracking dogs going crazy and shit. That's the main reason I hate it. Because fucking we have dogs here, and the ones in the backyard, they go crazy when they start popping that shit off. It's annoying as fuck.
It gives dogs some kind of PTSD too.
Yeah.
It does fuck with dogs.
It's unnecessary. Don't pop the fucking fireworks. Go to the fucking show.
Plus, it fucks up our ozone layer a little bit more, too. So there's that if you're caring about the environment, which you probably should because the Supreme Court Justice just stopped
And like you mentioned, it signifies a bitch-ass holiday we don't give a fuck about.
The Supreme Court passed a ruling of no longer studying climate change. So
every time I hear the Supreme Court, or if I see like a hashtag Supreme Court, I just get chills on my skin.
My skin
just begins to crawl.
They did something in California, which I was just like, oh, that's cool. And then I thought about it and was like, hey, wait a minute. Man, y'all trying to turn this state Republican or what? Like, they're passing a bill or something like that to give immigrants free health care. I was like, what about us?
Hello.
I was like, hello?
Yeah.
I was like, man, y'all just like trying to piss Republicans off in this state, huh? Like y'all just like I can see it. And all I saw in that comment section too was just like 3,000 comments of "What about us? What about us? What about us? What about us?" I was like, what about me? Shit, I want free healthcare, bitch. Shit, I mean, the fact that they were just so easy to unable to do that, I was just like, huh? What about me? I want free healthcare. I want free dental. I want all the smoke, Cody, as the kids say today.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?
So I got to tell you, if I got to pay extra taxes, I'd be a little pissed. Now I'm willing to pay extra taxes if I also can get it. But if I don't get shit out of this, if I don't get shit out of this, then sad to say this, the fuck you smoking, huh? Like, what? Shit. So, I saw that yesterday. I was like, ain't that a bitch? I want some free healthcare, motherfucker. We got some sport news to talk about.
We got a lot.
First of all,
UFC
Hall of Fame, Daniel Cormier and Khabib got their Hall of Fame jackets and awards. And Daniel Cormier did a beautiful speech. It was one of the best speeches I've heard. You hear Hall of Fame, you always hear people that like they enjoy having it, whatever. You could tell Daniel Cormier really wanted this. Like he opened up really great too. He talked about his family was poor and how everything he did to be the best he was for his family or his parents who had recently passed away almost in the same time. And it was actually a very beautiful speech he gave. I saw some tears in that crowd, or whatever, and saw it in the comment section too as well. It was really heart moving. He did. I mean, he pretty much hit all the beats in the speech you want. He shed some tears. He told us his life story. He told his work he did. He made some jokes, made some people laugh. He told a story that like been haunting him forever as far as people making fun of him with it. And he told that story and made jokes with it as well. I mean, it was one of the best speeches ever. And Khabib, I mean, he don't really speak English all that well, even though he speaks it much better now. This shit was just funny for the way he talks. So. Congratulations to them too. And UFC 276 was last night, and it was a pretty damn good show for the most part.
Very nice.
And then we got some, I guess, really, when it comes to sports, all we got is really UFC and NBA talk, to be honest, or whatever. So The NBA just won't stop.
Yeah, I was about to say that NBA talk is all you need right now.
I think NFL stopped once that Deshaun Watson shit shot up to 66 women. They were just like, yeah, we, you know what, we gonna, that was the last bit of NFL news I think I've heard or whatever and shit. They were like, yeah, we good, you know. I think they said, you know what, we'll just sit this one out for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. KD is trying to leave now, Cody.
Earlier this week, was it Monday or Tuesday? I forgot what day it was. Probably Tuesday. He requested a trade, which shocked me initially. Shocked everybody, but yeah, when you think about it, it actually makes a whole lot of sense, especially given what's transpiring in his tenure there with him and Kyrie. Nothing. Nothing. Yeah, because they both signed up in offseason of 2019. And then to have these results 3 years later, just falling flat on your fucking face. I mean, at one point, they thought they had, when James Harden was there, they thought they had the greatest big three of all time. Everybody was picking them to get the chip. Yeah. Everybody said, oh, league is fucked. It's over.
Even this year, they were still Vegas favorites for the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. I was just like, where did they get these favorites from? Because I was like, they didn't do shit last season.
And then I was watching one of the sports shows. I forgot which one exactly it was. It was on ESPN, obviously. But they were saying the moment things turned for the worse, is when Kyrie decided not to get vaccinated.
I think it was... I know what show you're talking about. I watched that same one.
Mm-hmm. That's when shit just started to just go haywire for the Brooklyn Nets, because then Kyrie was a part-time player.
Yep.
Before that, he had the bullshit anyway, just having an excuse to say, I can't play because, I don't want to play today, whatever. I just play when I feel like it. Bullshit excuses, whatever. But after that, he decided not to get vaccinated. And even then, Kevin Durant, he still has his back, whatever, regardless. Okay, cool.
I even excused him for the absence of the George Floyd. But my problem with it was the way he handled it. He didn't request the absence. He just fucking vanished. And it's like... Mm-hmm. Dude, why are you being an asshole to Steve Nash and the organization or whatever? All you had to do was just saying like, hey, man, this George Floyd thing hit me really hard. I'm going to take some time off if that's okay with you guys. He didn't do that. He just fucking abandoned the team or whatever and just walked right the fuck off. And he didn't even contact them. And then I think, what was his first comment back or whatever, is that we don't really need a coach. I mean, what? Like, dude. I think that initially was the first downfall.
That should have been the first red flag.
Yeah, I think that was like actually the original red flag of this. When he first opened his mouth and said, we don't really need a coach or whatever. And it was just like, I see this team exploding soon. And James Harden saw that shit right away and got the fuck up out there.
Got the fuck up out of there. Yeah, and wow. It did. That's what shocked me. I was not expecting earlier this year that James Harden requesting a trade. I didn't expect that. That came out of nowhere for me. I was like, what the fuck?
And although he didn't play as well as he should have or whatever shit, his team went further than fucking Nets did.
Yeah, and he gets up in the first round.
My barber was trying to tell me that, like, oh, but at least the Nets made it to the playoffs. That's got to sound. I was like, they got swept.
They got swept. A team with KD and Kyrie.
They got swept.
Like
really bad too. I was just like, I'd rather not make the playoffs. Like, I'm gonna get swept in the first round. I was like, he's like, no. He's like, you at least want to get it. I was like, no, you don't. Not if you get swept. It's like, what difference is it to making to the first round of the playoffs to get swept to not making the playoffs or whatever and shit? Either way, you fucking terrible. Like,
and the crazy part about it is with these three players, them separating, it just reinforces all the narratives, the negative narratives that they had against them. Yeah. James Harden never going to get a chip. Kyrie can't win without LeBron. Look where Kyrie might end up. Look where he's likely going to end up.
Even though he just KD back can't with the win Nets.
Without a stacked roster like the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah,
those are the three narratives.
I think honestly that also affected KD too, as well as all that, because he been getting a lot of shit this week since Golden State won that award, that chip, or whatever, and. The whole Steph is better than you and his burner account's coming into full effect and shit. so I think that's why when he picked his teams, I was just like, of course you pick Miami or Phoenix, you know, because one, you got your boys on both teams. Number two, they're like most likely in championship contention every year, if not in somewhere in the finals or in the talk, if you will. I mean, Miami is one of the best teams on the East. I mean, they're most likely going to be in the talk. as far as somewhat making it far in the playoffs. They may not win it or whatever and shit.
Yeah, they're always going to be up there. Yeah.
Phoenix as well, too. You know, but we just saw that they got the max contracts with Devin Booker, Ja Morant, and I think Zion, too, actually, as well.
Zion, I guess.
And I'm missing someone from the Timberwolves.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Carl Anthony Towns, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they all got their max contracts here. And it looks like Kyrie is – which was funny because as soon as Kyrie chose to stay with the Nets, that's when KD made that announcement.
I think they all knew what was going to happen. I think they all had talks, especially KD and Kyrie, about
going down.
Yeah, so they knew. They were just timing everything. And then, yeah, it's I know they're just still friends probably, but this whole – thing with them on the Nets together, it's just not going to work out in Brooklyn. And I hear people saying, oh, it might not work out in Brooklyn, but both might come to the Lakers somehow. I'm like, no, that's not going to fucking happen.
And Ben Simmons too, or whatever. That was another
the Ben Simmons thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think KD signed up for that.
I don't think anybody signed up for that. No. Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll sign up for it if we get rid of Westbrook. I mean, I'll sign up for it in a heartbeat.
And that's where the talks are heating up. It's, I mean, nothing set in stone yet, but it's looking like something involving Westbrook for Kyrie and other obvious assets. We'll probably give up 2 first-round picks or whatever. And the money just has to make sense because Westbrook's contract's too fucking big.
Yeah, so that's the thing I was thinking of the most or whatever when it came to the Suns and the Heat. I was just like, the Nets ain't making that deal.
They can't deal with the Heat because they can't really trade nobody just because of certain clauses in their contracts.
But let's just say even if they could or whatever and shit, I was like, the Nets ain't making any of them deals unless they get Jimmy Butler and shit. And like, and
the Heat, Bam Adebayo. They can't get Bam Adebayo.
They ain't doing that shit. The Heat are like, nah, fuck that. It was like KD aging shit. And plus, we saw his defense last season shit. So it was like, nah, hell no. Nah, we don't want that. And the Suns, you know what they're going to want out of the Suns. They're going to be like, we want Booker and shit. And they're like, we ain't getting Booker. Get the fuck out of here and shit. Yeah, so
no, that's not going to happen.
I think that I think as far as the NBA goes, especially with this season that we just saw, I think the time of trading your star young players for an older age top player now, I think those days are kind of behind us now. Whatever.
Yeah, because it's not making a whole lot of sense these days. Because if you're going to want to trade for, let's say, a top player, you're going to give up most of your assets, your valuable assets. You're going to have no depth on your team, zero depth.
Exactly.
When you get to start playing your team, what are you going to surround it with? A bunch of bums? It's like you're just stuck.
And look, don't get me wrong. If I was building a team and I had the chance to get KD on my team, I would fucking shoot for the moon to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do shit in these past 3 years. Okay. And I'm watching this going like, well, shit, my team right here, man, we fucking made it all the way to the damn finals here. I mean, when you look at like a team like Memphis, Boston, Golden State, Phoenix, all these other teams, man, just like clearly the LeBron's team and the KD team, they were the two that didn't really do shit or whatever. So... why would I want these aging, older people, whatever, when these younger talents or whatever, and these foreign talent too, by the way, the foreign talent has stepped their game up tremendously.
Yeah, it's becoming a young man's league. That's what it's becoming. Yeah, the up and covers. That's what it's trending towards. You see Dallas coming up. Lucas single-handedly carrying them pretty much. You have your Grizzlies. The Atlanta Hawks are probably going to do make some sort of noise. Not going to be great, but they're going to make some sort of noise.
Yeah. Philly, too. Yeah. Can't ever count out Joel Embiid and shit.
Philly, they're not too young, though. I'm just talking about younger teams.
Hey, look.
Come up. Yeah.
If I'm looking at the future or whatever, if I could sign like a Ja Morant, Trae Young, and all them, whatever, for like cheap as fuck, Cody, I'll take them then or whatever, instead of spending a max contract on a KD who might be retiring in another 3-4 years or whatever and shit, you know. What is he, 34 now?
I think he's 34 or about to turn 34, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all right. I'm good, you know. I mean, now if I'm just looking for the now, sure.
Yeah.
But
there's not a whole lot of win-now teams, though, that you can think that's possible to make KD happy. Like, you could say maybe Toronto. But then again, what is Toronto going to trade for fucking KD with that?
Thank you. They don't have shit. They don't have a fucking thing or whatever. That was the main thing I was thinking of when I heard that. I was just like, I don't understand what even if he could go to the Suns or the Heat or whatever, I don't understand what they would trade for him. I don't think the Nets want anything that they have other than their star players and then some to get KD. So I don't think the trade is where I don't think the Suns or the Heat would even make that trade, to be honest. I think the Suns and the Heat would look at that and go like, I think we're doing just fine over here.
Overall, yeah.
why would we touch a struggling team that can't even make it out of the first round after getting swept? Granted, you have one of the best players on your team or whatever as well, too. But it's like, what does that mean nowadays? I couldn't see taking – I mean, honestly, of all – you know, the only reason why I think the Lakers are even being brought up with the whole Nets thing is I think because they both are just in similar situations, and it's the only trades that
make – kind of are. It's the only trades that make sense, honestly.
It's the only trades that make sense because they both – realistically, even though the Lakers didn't make the playoffs, they realistically are in the same level of playing right now, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same fucking problems realistically too. I mean, but hey, look, I'll make.
But that's the way the Lakers have always been, though. They're like, we want the biggest stars. We want the biggest show on the planet. Yeah. We want talent. That's why we don't really fuck with the young players. That's not us. Lakers don't do that shit. We don't develop players. We can't develop players for shit. So we shipped all the young talent out. Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo
Ball. Ball.
Thank you. Bye.
I like your Bulls trade that you made. I like that trade.
I love that.
I love that trade a lot.
Yeah.
But if we just got to stick with the Nets, shit. At this point, I already told you the two people I want to get rid of the most. So
I'm hearing rumblings and Lakers. I swear to God, if you fuck this up because of this little detail, you're going to hear it this entire season. The rumbling that's hold up the Lakers, which now goddamn thing should hold us up from getting Kyrie Irving right there now. Nothing. Is that they potentially don't want to take on Joe Harris as well.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. I heard that last night too, and I was like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. You better take Joe Harris and fucking be happy with
fucking do shot for regardless of his injury proneness or whatever you want to call it.
We got an injury prone dude on the team.
The dude shot 47% from three last year.
And our injury prone dude shoots 18%. Okay, so.
And what do we complain about every fucking season on the Lakers? Even the season we won the chip. Fucking shooting.
You know what?
Shooting.
Fuck it. I'd trade AD for fucking Joe Harris right now. Yeah, I don't give a, that's how done I am with AD now at this point. I'm just like,
don't. You take that Joe. I don't give a fuck. You take that contract. Stop it. Quit being fucking cheap. Take it.
Fuck if we'll help the Nets. We'll take Ben Simmons in your hand.
All right.
Just sit on the fucking bench. So he ain't gonna play. So
I'll keep Ben Simmons. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll take Ben Simmons, Joe Harris, Kyrie Irving. We just took all your problems or whatever. And you could take AD and Westbrook off our hand. I don't know how KD gonna feel about that. KD gonna be like, you gave me who? Could you imagine? I'd love to see a camera on his face in the locker room if he saw Westbrook showed up in a Brooklyn Nets jersey. That should be comical.
Hey. Technically, they don't have to trade him until they get the best option available for them. So this could draw in. This could easily draw into the regular season.
Oh, KD's gonna stop showing up to practice. Yeah. He's gonna be like, "Fuck,
we don't know what's gonna happen. This can be a long, drawn out process. We don't know. I have no idea.
Look, just take Westbrook and AD, and you can give us whatever. I don't really give a fuck at this point. Just get rid of them. Because at this point, AD, if he gets hurt again, as I said last week, we ain't gonna get shit for him. People going to be like, you want to give who for who?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point, we couldn't even get it. Let's just say when we could, we couldn't even get Jimmy Butler for fucking AD if he wanted it. All right. That's how bad AD's declining now. All right. He's declining. Matter of fact, they wouldn't even give us Ja Morant for fucking AD if we wanted.
No, I don't know. Who do? No.
They wouldn't even give us Trae Young.
And that's insane me saying that and agreeing with it, but I would never in a million years do that, right?
Yes, I would never fucking do
that. That's a horrible fucking trade.
We wouldn't even get Trae Young, Cody. Okay, for fucking AD. All right, that's how bad it's getting with AD. 18%. And you want to talk about Joe Harris with his 40%. Injury prone, but yet 40% still.
Almost 50% from three. Y'all complaining because he costs a little bit too much. Get the fuck out. You better pay that man.
AD.
Especially if you want Kyrie. If that's what it takes, come on, dude.
From the year we won the chip, AD was at 47%. He's dropped to 18% now. All right, that's all you got to say. I don't even want to hear no more. 18%. Now, Cody, you imagine if he stays healthy, imagine it goes to 16% this year. He got
that's
to go.
That's horrible.
That's a
huge that was a huge part of his game too, being able to stretch the floor and go beyond the perimeter.
He was Giannis before Giannis.
He's shooting 18% from three. Oh no, no. Mm-mm. If you're going to complain about I want to play center, that's not my natural position. If you're going to complain about shit like that, then you better start hitting shit from beyond the perimeter, or else you're going to get your ass down on that fucking low block. If I was a coach, I would tell him that shit right fucking now.
I probably wouldn't even have a problem with it, but the problem of him on the Lakers is he was supposed to be the star player of the team too. So it's like,
yeah, he's supposed to take the reins at LeBron. That was the plan.
I can't see him taking shit over now, buddy.
I don't.
No. Yeah, I don't see him taking shit over.
He needs to be paired up with somebody. Especially with his injury history. Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be like the third or fourth best on the team though. Now he can't be second best. Like he just can't. Wherever he goes, he can't be fucking second best now. Because, and maybe he will play better if he goes to another team. Personally, I really don't give a shit. I just want him out of here. I really just want him out of here. Whatever.
I'm not completely off the AD train, man. But
yeah,
dude, if he gets another fucking injury this season that takes him out for like 30 plus games or whatever, then I just gonna throw my fucking hands up.
Yeah. I don't knock anybody that's still in the AD train either. I understand because I want to be on it too, Cody. I want to be on it. Remember, I picked AD after we won that chip saying,
yeah,
you're going to take over. LeBron, step aside. Get out the way.
Yeah, we thought he going to be MVP, all kinds of shit. But no, the motherfucker. And then when he comes back, he's not putting up numbers. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's still shooting 18. Like, dude.
When he came back from injury, he had 6 points and 2 rebounds, Cody. I was just like,
and that's why when he makes these posts about signing with game clans and shit like that, that's why we get mad. Because what he's doing on the court right now.
Or I ain't like, touched the ball since like March 5th or whatever. And it's like, shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up. But it's not even this fact that he said it. It was just like, he was like joking about like man, I ain't touched no ball. And like since March 5th, I'm relaxing, dude.
Hey, motherfucker, really?
What? And then they wonder why fans get so mad over it, because when we had our big five and whatever shit, there was no fucking off breaks and shit like that. They were just fuck. When they lost the game, Shaq will even tell you today, when they lost games and championships, dude, Shaq was like, I'd be pissed. Mm-hmm. I'd be sitting in the fucking room just staring at walls and shit like that or whatever. And then you hear AD, man, I ain't touched no balls since March.
Meanwhile, I feel like LeBron's, every time he posts, we post himself in the gym.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Putting in the work.
He takes a vacation. People shit on him. I'm just like, bro, I took a 1 week vacation. Other than the posts he posts, his mother's in the gym. He's always fucking training and shit like that. And he's playing he shouldn't even be playing as well. Hey, really? That's why it was just so shocking that people were talking about, oh, we should trade him. Why would you want to trade
him? I've never understood LeBron as the most asinine thing I've ever fucking heard.
Why would you trade
LeBron James?
I was just talking to my barber yesterday, Cody. I was like, if we somehow fuck this up and lose LeBron, so that might be the biggest fuck up in Laker history.
That might say fuck Lakers fandom after that. I might just say fuck Lakers. Oh. I might just become full on playing in the NBA. Like, I have no team. I have no allegiance.
You want to join that Golden State thing?
Hey. I'll tell you about that hat.
Hey, Cody, if that happens, you're going to be seeing a lot of this then. This hat says differently.
You like that Homer shit? You're going to the team coming with a Golden State jersey?
You remember that Dave Chappelle skit on SNL where he was like calling him a monkey and shit? Like he was like, monkey. He was like, well, this hat. He was like, don't you know you're black too? And he was like, well, this hat says differently. You put that Make America Great Again. That's going to be me. You're going to be like, ain't you a Laker fan, JB? This hat say differently. here's the worst scenario. I'm putting it out there right now in the universe. If we somehow manage to trade LeBron and get worse players for him, like we don't even get good players. We get like, why the fuck would you do that? And then you start hearing the mumbling, like the new coaches and shit saying, we're going to build a team around Westbrook, whatever, and AD. And you just go like, and their percentages are still at the same that they were from now. That might be like the 50% right there to say, yeah, I might have to like just get in the backseat of this Laker train now. I was in the front seat. Mm-hmm. I'm in the back and I'm holding my hand on the emergency exit door. I'm ready to tuck, dive and roll out whatever and shit. And then let's just say like AD gets in. All right, taking a dive. Goodbye. that's crazy. Yeah, what would you trade for LeBron? Why would you trade him in the first fucking place?
I'm telling you right now. The reason also the KD trade talks are kind of probably not stalling, but slow too. Because I don't know if you saw recently the Rudy Gobert trade.
I didn't see this.
That shit. So Utah traded Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves. So they gave up.
Oh, I didn't even see this. I missed all this.
Yeah. Minnesota gave up. I think this might be a record. I'm not sure. And this is for fucking Rudy Gobert. Oh, yes, he won a couple of Defensive Player of the Year awards. Cool, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Still, he's Rudy Gobert. He's just fucking Rudy. He ain't KD. He ain't LeBron James. He ain't Joel Embiid. He ain't one of those type of players. He's good. He's very good. Don't get me wrong. Good defensive player. But they gave up 5 first-round picks.
Oh, my God.
This man. Yes. 5? For Rudy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five?
Five.
Five alive?
Five alive, yes.
To get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yes. To get Rudy Gobert. So you imagine if you're Brooklyn Nets looking at that trade and you're like, oh, hell no. If they can get that much for fucking Rudy Gobert, what can we get for Kevin Durant, an all-time generational talent?
I want a star player and 3 first-round picks.
I want your whole goddamn team.
I want your soul.
And your whole future team.
Yeah, I want your soul. I want you to never, ever be a factor in your life ever again.
Yeah.
Okay?
So, technically, Minnesota fucked it up for everybody in the KD sweepstakes.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is like the Deshaun Watson thing. They gave that motherfucker all that money and shit, and they fucked it up for all the other quarterbacks. They like, whoa, now, wait a minute. Whoa.
Yes.
The Lord.
5.
Hey, look, we got Westbrook. Who wants him? Anybody want him? Besides Michael Jordan, we know you want him. I don't know. Michael Jordan must be hitting that fucking cigarette.
I don't know if you know this, but Michael Jordan is a terrible GM or owner, whatever the fuck he is. He's awful. Great player on the court. The greatest of all time.
The greatest of all time.
When it comes to basketball operations, things and that, that motherfucker is terrible. No wonder him and Phil Jackson have so much in common. They're both terrible executives. Awful.
I think that's where Michael Jordan got his teaching from.
Yeah.
Michael makes great shoes. I'll go ahead and say this. Michael is the best ever at basketball, making shoes. Mm. He makes the best basketball shoes ever. He was one of the GOATs, one of the greatest of all time. He created the Jumpman logo. Mm-hmm. He made so much to inspire the NBA. But he is the worst goddamn owner / GM I've ever fucking seen in my life, whatever shit. When I heard that he wanted Russell Westbrook, I was like, that's got to be fake or whatever. Nobody wants him.
No, he's a huge fan of Russell.
And I was just like, you take him then, shit. Hey, you know what? Give us LaMelo. How about that? Give us LaMelo. That wouldn't even work out, Cody. LaMelo needs the ball in his hands, and Russ ain't going to have it. Like,
oh, shit.
I'll tell you what, Michael. Yeah, you lucky I'm not a fucking I'd be like, Mike, give me LaMelo. Give me LaMelo. I want LaMelo in gold and purple, okay? I want him back or whatever shit. You bring LaMelo over here. I want him over here. And I bet he would love it over here, too. The boy can play. And he only going to get better with time. Mm-hmm. And so you take Russell Westbrook and give us LaMelo. Mike might, shit, you give him a nice little glass of tequila, you might get him fucked up because you might get a first round pick off his ass, too, if you want. Shit.
Maybe. Shit. Nothing on the table.
And you know Mike is, you know Mike competitive shit, so, you know, I mean, get a little couple cigars, a little Escobar cigars in his mouth, or whatever. Get him some Sincoro tequila and shit. Be like, go ahead, sip up, Mike. Yeah. All right, I just need you to sign right here that you're going to take this motherfucker and his $40 million or whatever. Oh, was it 47 or 40? Whatever the fuck it is.
I think it was 44.7 or something.
Okay,
or maybe it might be 47. I don't know.
Michael, you can afford it. Just take this motherfucker, please. Shit. Let him go over there and be the star of that team and all he wants and shit. And he'd be just happy and shit. Man. Wow. Rudy go 5 first round. Damn. Yeah.
Yep.
That motherfucker ain't even worth one.
Maybe one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Got to think about it.
But 5, bro, for Rudy Gobert.
That motherfucker.
Rudy Gobert.
He better bring me a championship. That's all I know now.
He better.
Rudy Gobert smiling his ass off right now. He like, yeah, these suckers, I got them.
All right. No, that's what Utah doing right now. Utah fleeced the fuck out of Minnesota.
Yeah. They raped them.
Jeez.
You might want to call 911, Cody. I think a crime just happened right here. Somebody just got robbed. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There must be a P-tape on one of them.
There has to be, dude.
Ain't fucking no way you make Rudy that trade. I'm going to be watching Rudy this season. I'm going to watch his games now. I got to watch these games. I got to see old Rudy.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's 4 first-round picks. Along with Malik Beasley, sorry, I'm about to say Beasley, Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, Jared Vanderbilt, and Leandro Bomaro, and 4 first rounders for Rudy Gobert.
That's even worse. That's even worse. God damn.
The new GM there, Danny Ainge, he used to be the GM up at Boston. No, that's the GM for Utah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he used to be GM in Boston. He's known for getting like stacking up draft picks like this, though. He fleeced the fuck out of Minnesota.
And we need to get him over here, then. Yeah, we need to get him over here. This motherfucking work magic, apparently. Shit. Yeah, he must got tapes on motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's how I missed the Jerry West days. Like, man, Jerry West.
Oh, Jerry West. Jerry West. The problem is management couldn't get along with Jerry. Jerry was too much of I'm my own man, and I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. Y'all stay out of my business, whatever. All these new ones we get now, whatever and shit, they fall in line, whatever, you know. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's insane. Rudy Gobert is 30 years old. They're like, dude, yo.
What? Rudy Gobert look like he's 40.
He's 30 years old.
He look like 30 year old center. Yeah, he looked like that Will Smith and Martin Lawrence bit, whatever. When he showed up at your doorstep, nigga, you look 34. So, what are you talking about? You 30.
That has to go down in history as one of the most lopsided trades ever. I had never seen such a fucking lopsided trade. That's just insane.
That's a crime. It should be illegal. There should be NBA officials all over this. This should be a crime. It should be not right. Nets like, yeah, we're going to trade everybody for KD then. Who team can we suck the soul out of right now for KD?
Fleece them up.
Yeah. Shit. We about to suck the soul out of somebody right now. I bet they over there talking. They probably staring at, hey, you're going to see Steve Nash over at the Bucks Center like, how's it going, y'all? Oh, and damn well, he can't get them, whatever. He's just like, man, you shoot nice. What you doing? Motherfucker gonna be like the creepy fucking Mr. Rogers neighborhood and shit. Like,
even they had Jersey logos and shit design, arena.
Another Jersey. He gonna be like, hey, put this on. I'll put this. It look good on you, don't you?
Yeah, I like that.
I saw a video last night.
Put this headband on, real quick.
Fucking Kyrie sneaks up behind, put a paper sack over his head and shit. We got him, coach. We got him, coach. Run. I saw this creepy ass video yesterday and shit of they was at some carnival or whatever, and there was this like grown ass man. He was leaned over the machine, and the kids on the right, he was just staring like this. I was like, somebody arrest this motherfucker, please. That's how Steve Nash is gonna be at other teams now. Shit. They're gonna be like, Coach, Steve Nash is here again. Don't acknowledge him. Don't even look at him. He just does this now. Don't even wave at him. Shit. Jimmy, I told you not to wave at him. Shit. Damn it, Jimmy Butler's at, Butler motherfucking shit. He shouldn't have waved at him. He's gonna go over to Boston. Steve Nash, he's gonna be hanging out there. He's gonna be looking like, how's it going over here, guys? Steve Nash is going to be the creep of the fucking NBA now, whatever.
Shit.
Oh, that's going to be funny. Shit. Hey, Doc Rivers will take you. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Doc Rivers ain't that goddamn desperate. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Shit. Hey, make the trade back. Get KD for James Harden. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, Doc Rivers has his faults. I don't think he's that incompetent.
No. No. Not at all. Oh man. Anyway, though, let's talk some tequila now.
Tequila.
I hate that fucking song, by the
way. That's a terrible song. That's an awful song.
I fucking despise that song with every inch of my body and shit like that. It's like one of the worst fucking songs ever. And they put that shit in every fucking movie, too, back in the day. I think the 90s was just livid with that goddamn song and whatever and shit. Every time it was a fucking comedy sequence or somebody was drinking or something, tequila. They even put that shit in the Sandlot for some fucking reason. They're not even drinking. It was like, what in the hell? Why the fuck would you put that in here? So fuck that song. Who made that song? Fuck that dude. Somebody probably like, damn, what the hell is that heat for? He wanted that smoke. That's why. So as a matter of fact, let me look that up. Tequila. That's probably not even a song. Song by the Champs. Fuck them, man. Shit. They got a terrible name and they fucking song sucks or whatever. Not even sung well, neither. It was put in some bullshit ass movies too, so. maybe that wasn't them. Actually, let's say 1958. I highly doubt that song was that goddamn old. Yeah. I don't think
that's... Or maybe, might be. Who knows?
Hey, yeah, you're probably right, actually.
Yeah, who knows? It might be that old. It don't sound that old, but it might be that old.
Yeah, you're probably right. Tequila is a 1958 Mexican flavored surf instrumental written by Chuck Rio. And oh, hold on, what? Mexican flavored surf instrumental? Oh, I thought that was a snack for a moment. I was like, wait, what?
I was about to say, yeah, the way they've been describing it, I was like, damn.
Wow, okay, whatever. No, hold on. Who had a hit with tequila in 1999? Was that the name of the artist? Now, who gives a shit? Fuck them. Anyway. So I thought I'm going to do, I got this bottle a few weeks ago or whatever and stuff. I'm going to do the Corazon bottle.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. It's the William LaRue one or whatever.
Very nice.
So they finally made a long stem bottle of the William LaRue Weller Corazon Expresiones Añejo bottle. I had some Blanco the other day. And I don't think I've given Blanco its credit. Although it's not in comparison as far as as far as like the age, because there are most Blanco is non-age statements or whatever. It's really fucking flavorful. you could taste like a lot more of the fruit you can compared to like an Añejo and a Reposado or whatever. Okay. But I enjoyed it a lot, actually. So I will be trying to look into some more Blanco per se. But this is probably the bottle that really doesn't have that many of. I think it's probably like, what does it say? Oh, hang on, where's the fucking, let me see. We're looking at 1600. Yeah, so there's only 1600 of these.
Only 1600 bottles.
It's MSRP is at $80. I got this for $96 with tax.
All right.
So it all came together in 1996. This was aged for 17 months in ex William LaRue bourbon cask, 100% blue Weber agave single estate produced by Corazon. This is bottle number 210. So let's go ahead and get into the. Oh, shit. Damn. I had it sealed up before we even started. I had it just like with this little cap on here for the longest, whatever and shit. And that blue agave just fucking hit me right in the nose. That motherfucker said, hey, take a whiff of this bitch. Damn, blue agave just like hit me right. If you didn't even know what blue agave was, you'd find out just by sniffing this or whatever. You'd be like, oh, agave. Oh, and you probably didn't even know what that word is. There's like pineapple in here, honey. Blue agave, obviously. Like a citrus flavor too, like a lemon or lime or something like that. I think more lime. It's been a while since I've had a lemon or lime, but I'm gonna go with lime. It's got like this floral essence to where it's just really so flavorful, but kind of kind of sugary as fuck, though, is what it smells like, to be honest. So, put that in the description. It's sugary as fuck, you know? Yeah, probably from, like, sugar canes.
Maybe.
Those come from Mexico, right?
I don't know where they're native to. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm actually not really sure neither. We used to have a bunch of sugar canes in the house I grew up in the backyard and shit. I never knew what those things were. I just remember they were a bitch to cut down. And then I used to see, like, on TV, people eating them and shit like that. And I was just like, ew, people eating plants. That's gross. Like, only for me to find out in my, like, later teenage years where I was like, oh, shit. You mean to tell me we had, like, sugar cane this whole fucking time in the backyard? Oh, man, it smells really good. Makes me want to blush sometimes, you know? Let's go ahead and get into the taste. Oh, it's honey right away. You taste that honey right there. Kind of got like a butterscotch. Okay, maybe it was lemon I was smelling because it's got like a lemon zest to it. Very oaky in the finish area, but the palate is where it's all at. The finish is really kind of non-existent. It's kind of turned into a dried oak, but it's like dries up, but it's like a really like short to medium length. Nothing there really lingering long. So all on the palate. You get this burst of a flavors. I think what you sniff is what you're getting on the tongue here. The only difference is I'm getting a little bit more oakiness on the tongue. There's like a little bit of pepper on there, like black pepper. And I'm getting like a butterscotch, some lemon zest, charred oak. The vanilla is there, but there's also some honey as well, too. Honey makes it really smooth. the finish is weak. Finish has a little bit of spice, but doesn't linger around enough or whatever. So it's just barely there. The nose, man, though, it's, every time I take a almost a sip, it hits me right in the nose. It's like really rich. It's got this nice mix of like gentle spice notes, but also like flavorful of like vanilla, peppery flavor. It's really fucking good. I dare say it tastes like candy. Oh. Strawberry,
raspberry, all new flavors.
Strawberries and raspberry, whatever it makes me say, yeah, baby. Oh, it's a beautiful fucking hat too. By the way, I just want to put that out.
That is a nice hat. That's very
really
nice
fucking
hat.
Is. So I got the 75th anniversary diamond on the back and shit. The stitching on it is fucking just perfect. I mean, it's really fucking beautiful hat. I love the color of it too as well. Shit. Keep fucking up, Lakers. Just keep fucking up. You just keep fucking up. And you see, you call me bandwagon JB. I don't give a fuck. Shit. Yeah. 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 They know how to keep their players happy and their coaches too, as well. So,
yeah, they do.
I'm like, our ass is shit. We got rid of Frank Vogel for nothing, realistically. I don't even have a love hate for Frank Vogel. I don't hate the man. I don't love him, but fuck. I don't think he should have lost his fucking job because of that catastrophe that they put together. So this is really fucking good. Actually, it tastes like sugar canes, you know. It's got a little bit of the cinnamon in there, very dry on the finish. It's barrel number one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I like this a lot. I just wish the finish had something more. So kind of has like that sugar, spice, and everything nice. Powerpuff Girl type shit. I taste a little bit of the mojo in there. That monkey. Yes, people, I know what that monkey tastes like. I watched that show long enough to know what he tastes like.
Not disturbing at all.
He tastes like frustration and cocoa butter, just like a black man. You know he was black. You know, you could tell. He's always in life, whatever. Could never, and then finally they sympathized with him and shit. It was just like, yeah, I know what you're doing here. I see where this is going. Yeah, old racist ass Powerpuff Girls. Yeah.
So, how well would you say the? Because I always like doing this with like you know tequila aged in another type of spirit barrel.
Yeah.
So, how well do you would you say the barrel, this particular case, the bourbon barrel, melds with the tequila barrel? Also, I know you tried other variations of this Corazon. Which one is your favorite of the ones that are barrel aged in bourbon barrels?
It's been a while since I've had any of the other ones, but I remember really liking the Sazerac one. I do remember the finish on that one not being as all that amazing as well, too. But I thought the George T. Stagg one was really fucking good. But I also liked the Buffalo Trace Old 22 one. I think that one, it was probably a toss-up between the Old 22 and the George T. Stagg. I can't remember the Rip Van Winkle one. And the only one I haven't had was the Elmer T. Lee one, which I know that one just came out too as well. As far as the William LaRue go, it's probably somewhere in the middle. It's not definitely not my favorite from what I remember. Because I've had all of them maybe back like 2021 on this show. That was probably the last time I opened some of these. And because I actually kind of forgot I had them, to be honest, too.
Mm-hmm.
They just been sitting in the cabinet, to be honest. Because last year when we did Tequila Month, I just like pretty much went out and got more tequila. But when I saw the William LaRue one finally came out, I said, oh, yeah, I'll get one of those. I mean, they weren't selling it for ridiculous ass prices. I saw them most places for like the $89, the MSRP price. So I was like, oh, I might as well go ahead and grab one eventually. 45% alcohol. As far as the barrel aging goes, honestly, the only comparison I can say to it, it's kind of like with the beer. When I did the Weller 12 Goose Island one, you barely really fucking notice, to be honest.
Okay.
I think the most comparison you could have is like the oakiness of it, of the barrel age. And it's about as oaky as William LaRue, but it's only been aged for 15 months, which really ain't shit, to be honest. I mean, we're looking at about like a year. It tastes, as far as barrel age go, it tastes pretty young. And the coloring on it, it reminds me of that Ardbeg Scotch I just had, the Ardcore. Okay. Coloring of it, it actually, it looks young. So which is crazy because I think it packs a little bit more punch than most scotches that look this color. And that's mainly because with tequila, it adds a little bit more pepper to it than scotch does. Scotch goes more for more peaty, smoky, where tequila, especially on the añejos, they look for a little bit more spices and shit. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of that color, actually. I actually really don't like that color.
Yeah, you know, it looks like
champagne.
Almost like apple juice.
Yeah, apple cider probably.
Yeah, or apple cider, there you go.
Yeah. You see them all the time for like New Year's and shit. Like they try to sell that shit. This actually looks just like that. So, not a pretty color. Love the bottle. I think I love this bottle design.
Yeah, it's a great bottle. Yeah.
Synthetic cork. That's always a plus.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, synthetic cork. I had it sideways. And it's kind of a little bit of wet, whatever, but it doesn't get ruined. So, that's why it's synthetic. So, kind of like the Midnight song. Synthetic. Approved by barrels from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Honestly, it's really all about the name. Realistically, I don't really know why they do these barrel age things. I mean, because I don't really give a shit what is barrel aged in, to be honest, whatever. They all taste great, but you don't really taste any of the Buffalo Trace characteristics in this.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's only been a year, 15 months, year and 3 months. So, and that might be the shortest. Actually, I think that might be one of the shortest it's been aged in, too, because all the other I remember the Sazerac was aged for 24 months. The George T. Stagg was maybe 26, somewhere around there. So this is only 15 months. Yeah, this one's kind of one of the shorter age statements in there. But I like it as an everyday sipper. I can sip on this easily every day. This would go great pairing with some food right now, like some carne asada meat right now. Carne asada tacos actually sound really good right about now.
That sound fire.
Yeah. This is good. I think people would enjoy this, and you can get it for that price. I mean, that's not a bad price. I mean, damn near almost $100. Under $100, so it's not bad. And look, you're going to be spending somewhere near $100 on liquor anyway. You want, like, you know, high-quality shit these days, unless you're just buying Wild Turkey 101 for $26 every fucking day then. But, yeah, it's not bad. I enjoy it as an everyday sipper. Probably something I could see myself going back to. I'll drop a 3 on this.
Yeah, all right. Sounds about right.
Mm.
Definitely a good purchase then.
Yeah. I wish the finish had a little bit more kick to it. It just dries up really fast and it becomes oaky. I don't mind that or whatever. It's kind of unique. I just wish a little bit of something else was added to it, but it just turns into nothing realistically. Very sweet on the palate. Got a lot of flavors and spices just kind of go through the tongue there, area there. Bottle design is pretty. I love the synthetic cork. Who doesn't love a synthetic cork? Prices. Yeah, I'd say the price is right. Shit, given what we pay for liquor these days, yeah, I would say the price is right. Usually, it seems like everything I buy is always between $150 and $250 now. So, I could take a $96 bottle. So, yeah, I'm gonna drop a 3 on this.
All right. Very nice. Mm. Very nice.
And I can see myself drinking this more than once. So actually, I might just leave this on the table because I might come back to it later. So that is it right there, people.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. There it is.
That is the first week of tequila month. And we'll be looking forward to what Cody brings out on the table.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's gonna be a banger. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.
Yeah. We'll see if the KD news go anywhere come next week as well.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see whatever interesting developments the NBA may have on that end.
It always happens during the middle of the week anyway.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if talks stall. We'll see if talks start to heat up.
Usually it's the early week too, right after we record it.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday. You're like, fuck, I can't wait till Sunday now. it's usually always like, I hope I don't forget this by the time it comes.
We won't.
Tuesday, but hey, don't make no mistakes now, Lakers. Don't
got an eye on you. Don't let JB put that word. There's your motivation right there.
I ain't worried yet now, but don't make this hat become part of me now.
you know the doomsday clock. Have you put the hat close to your head?
don't make it or whatever. I like the fans that they piss off Charles Barkley. That's always funny to me. So I mean, you know, let's do something right now. Mm-hmm. Let's just do something. Well, I ain't like even asking you to win a championship. I'm just asking you to get there.
Ball is in Gil Court.
Yeah. So just
come on. Ask you to just make moves. That's really what we ask.
Really, realistically, whatever. And bench that motherfucker that keeps turning the ball over fucking 12 times. So yeah, bench his ass. Shit, please. So yeah, do that. Talking about building the team around his ass and trailing. What the fuck are you smoking? Shit. If Frank was the one that said that, that's why he needed to be fired. Then shit, the same shit. Okay, now I know he didn't say that, but shit. Trey LeBron.
Oh shit.
Whatever. But whatever. Trey LeBron, fam. Shit. You better be looking at his son too. Don't let this motherfucker leave. Don't let this motherfucker leave.
Ooh, it's going to take moving mountains to get Bronny over here.
Oh,
that. I don't know how that's going to happen.
I can tell you this right now. I don't think Bronny's going to end up on the Lakers.
No, I doubt it. There's no way.
So you know what that tells you then. LeBron is
there. Yeah, that's exactly what that tells me.
So we just going to leave it up to Westbrook and AD then, huh?
Hell no. No.
Well, this cat's coming on sooner than that.
God, no. No.
No.
I wish that fate upon no one.
Westbrook never gets hurt, Cody. He's always
he's a fucking Iron Man. It's hilarious. They're the polar opposite. Westbrook never gets hurt, and he works hard. He's fucking terrible, but he works hard. He's highly inefficient, but he works hard. And AD works hard maybe a couple times in his career, but he never fucking plays. He's always fucking injured. We are cursed. We are fucking cursed if we don't make a major move right now.
You know, I love the work hard mentality too, but like when you turning the ball over, if you have a team that turns the ball over 12 times and you were 10 of those times, and you're airballing and bricking the ball.
And each and every press conference, he says, I got to get better. I got to start turning the ball over. Me comes to the bench? What? Miss me that bullshit. Like, you come off the bench.
Yeah.
Yes. You lead the second unit. Yes.
Yeah. I would like if he led the second unit. I'd be like, yeah.
He would be great. That's what I'm saying. This will be such an easy fix, but Westbrook's ego does not allow it.
His ego, yes. You know, I think that's the main reason why I wanted him traded, is because of the ego.
Yeah. You got to go.
You can't have that kind of ego here.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You are not a starting point guard in the Lakers in his current iteration. You're not.
Kyrie is, yes.
Kyrie, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, once someone makes a trade, on the bench or gone.
Yeah, there you go. Be hanging out with Ben Simmons and fucking Brooklyn. Yeah, get the fuck away from him.
Hang out with Ben Simmons in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
you can develop some kind of back injury from sitting on the bench for two.
Do whatever you got to do out there. Just keep Kyrie, the fuck out of LA.
That motherfucker will be starting. He will be starting, and he will be playing his ass off, whatever.
Oh,
shit.
Yes. It is going to be beautiful. Yes.
Because he is sufficient. He is more than sufficient.
And he already won a chip with LeBron. They already had that built-in chemistry. Look at that. And LeBron already won a chip with AD. If he decides to become AD once again, who knows? I hope it happens. I don't know if it's going to happen, but who knows?
If it don't, he's going to be injured anyway, so he could be sitting on the bench. So the AD thing or whatever, it's like, he ain't going to play anyway, so it don't matter. I'm almost cool with players that ain't going to play anyway because, you know, they don't make a difference in the game. You know, like Ben Simmons, he's starting to get somewhat of a pass by me because I'm just like, he ain't making a difference or in the team at all or whatever, because he don't fucking play. So he's just there. He's just on a roster, Cody.
So. He really is. That shit is hilarious. That motherfucker really there just fleecing motherfuckers. He should be a GM. That's in his future.
He might be taking over Steve Nash's job.
Yeah.
He might take over. He might be Steve Nash's assistant coach.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Sure. So look out for him in a clipboard next season. Anyway, people, we're going to get out of here. We're done now.
All right.
Happy bullshit firework day to everyone.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on, is firework day.
Firework
day. Independence, get the fuck out of here with that
shit. I ain't got no free healthcare, bitch.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm fucking a citizen here. I don't get no fucking free healthcare. Shit.
Land of the free. Fuck out of here.
And shit. Yeah, whatever. Cops shoot black people. Anyway. People, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.